Welcome to another episode of Unconventional Shade Talks. I am so excited. Today I have someone here with me, a very good friend, a friend I've known for like a year and still counting, and we've been through a lot. Like he's my rock, let me just put it that way. Not that kind of friend you're thinking about, just so you know, he's married and he's taken. So yes.
My name is Dino Melaye Obi West.
Please. Something just came up right now, and it's really, how would I put this? It's random. Like the first episode is random. So I'm with my friend today, and he just came to visit and asked me why. He went to have lunch without me. This is like the fourth time he's doing it. He would call me when I'm not close to my phone, or my data is switched off, or my phone is on silent. What do you have to say for yourself?
Excuse me, how am I supposed to know you're not with your phone? I don't understand, though. It's called a mobile phone. And I call you and you don't pick. Now you're telling me you're speaking English.
That one is your
Ah, wow.
business. All I know is that you've eaten and I've not eaten. I'm here. The only thing he offered to me right now is gum.
Because some
Chewing gum.
people. Well, let me not. Okay, it's okay. Let me not say anything.
Say it. Just say it.
No,
I
because when
dare
I
you
came to
to
visit
say
me, I
it.
was smelling something. You understand? And
Jesus Christ!
I meant to come. You know, so that it doesn't look like I'm wicked. I just offered her a piece. Do you want? You don't have to say it outside. Just and see.
Oh my goodness, I'll let this slide. Anyways, we're going to talk about something really random, like I said before. So okay, we're in the car and then he smelled something. He was like, what's smelling? What's our dustbin smelling? So I told him that probably maybe the people that usually take out dustbins are around, and he was like, am I sure? Maybe it's not me that okay maybe it's not me that actually farted. I'm told him like, how will I fart? And he's like, that is he too old, or how would I even put this? Like, why can't I fart in front of him? I'm like, first of all, I'm not going to fart in front of my boyfriend. Why would I want to fart in front of you?
The question is that farting is a human exercise. Everybody, even
Exercise.
Beyonce, even Cardi B, all of them fart.
I'm not saying
It's a
nobody farts,
normal
but I
something. So
cannot
me, I don't
fart in
understand.
front
No,
of
wait, no, wait. I don't understand why you are ashamed. It's not as if you met me today. You have known me for a long time. I've seen you with and without makeup. When you are taking your bath, when you are smelling.
Jesus!
I've seen you.
That has finished me.
Why can't you now fart? I don't understand. You will not be inside my car. You are sweating. Instead of you to let something out and let's wind down. You want to not kill yourself. You will not say what happened.
Oh my God. Anyways, I'll allow him to introduce himself right now because I don't know this kind of person that I call my friend. I don't know.
I am Senator Dino Melaye, Kogi West Senatorial District. Yes.
Anyways, please don't mind him. So that will be like our random talk for today before we go into the main thing we want to talk about today. So, when is the right time to actually fart in front of your friend or your boyfriend? So he was telling me about a story about a friend of his that they were sitting in front of in traffic, and then the lady was sweating. So I'll allow him to tell the story.
Sweating profusely. Sweating profusely. My chair was even soaked, and it's a leather chair. So imagine the. You know,
oh
so
my
we
God.
Were headed somewhere in Lagos traffic, as everyone knows how, you know, thick Lagos traffic is. And then this lady, I won't mention, you know, she might want to contest later on, so let me know, open her ears outside. You know, and then we were going somewhere and there was plenty of traffic in Lekki.
Oh my goodness.
And then the AC was on full blast, and then the girl was sweating. And then me, I was even surprised, maybe she's not feeling fine, or I even thought the AC wasn't touching her, maybe the vents or something. So are you okay? She says she's fine. 5 minutes after, the sweat increased. You know, so I turn all the vents to her. She's still sweating. Auntie, what is the problem? Talk to me. Open now. She says it's a personal issue.
Real personal.
And I'm
that
like,
is
I'm,
really
no, and
personal.
I'm like, sorry, which person? When she even said personal issue, I was even thinking maybe time of the month things. So I was like, okay, you know, personal. You know, and then she was still sweating. So man, like, oh, auntie, I don't like the way you're sweating inside my car. People from outside will be thinking the AC is not working. What's going on? She now said, you know, I want to fart. I said, oh, so it's mess you want to mess that you are
yes, oh,
that you are speaking
yes,
of this phone. You better mess and wind down. Let the something go out and let's keep moving. So you are sweating inside the guy. You want to
oh
kill yourself.
My God.
So I am of the opinion that if you have known someone for more than 2 weeks and you guys gel, please,
two
you can
weeks.
Mess. No, yes,
No, if it's 2 weeks, they lie. That one I will not agree.
I saw if you guys gel, not just, I mean, not just, I just know you guys gist, you guys flow. When you meet someone, you always know if you're going to be friends or not. So if you know you're going to be a friend, you can why can't you mess in front of the person?
What's I can't.
When the person is when the mesh will smell, but did it not go?
Still, but it's like it's really, really embarrassing, like to like you said, gel what? With somebody and all of a sudden now you're like
my own day,
this toxic
I mean,
air.
Telling you now, any day I want to mess in front of me, I will mess. I no apologies. I will mess.
No apologies, habba.
You want me to hold the thing and die, Abby? You've not seen people that have died from not gas. You're not holding things and your kidney will not explode.
I beg me, I don't fit. I can't. No matter how close I am with somebody, I think even back then in school, with my roommate, I would leave the room. It was that bad. Like,
yeah, because you don't have work. Or
maybe I'm sleeping.
God don't catch you.
It's only when I'm sleeping.
You know how many times I that I've been sleeping? That you almost killed your roommates because they did not talk.
My sister can testify that I fought in my sleep.
You see yourself. You see yourself.
That's in my sleep. I'm not conscious of what happens in my sleep. It's my sleep.
Anyways, my own advice to you is don't be holding it in. It's very dangerous. So let it out.
But not public. What if we were in a public place?
No, that's a different issue. If you're in a public place, courtesy demands you excuse yourself and then you go and do your business. But if you're in a car with your friend, you're someone you know. I mean, I don't see any reason why you should be forming.
No.
Me, I don't send them. But funny enough, I'm a London boy. You understand? My own mess doesn't smell. You know? My own is like, you know.
I beg Ben
Chanel
so,
number five.
It's not only Chanel. It's Beyonce number
five. So me, I'm okay. Unlike some people. I will not mention names.
I didn't hear that. Please, I'm sure you guys didn't hear that as well. But still, I see no reason why I should. Like I said, maybe it's only when I'm asleep. Then I can fart without even knowing that I farted. But for me to be conscious while awake, beside my friend, I can't. I don't fit. I can't do that.
You know, is your strength. You don't know it's not easy to be forming party or not. The Lord is your strength.
Maybe if I was working in a proper marketplace.
So you now just drop it and walk forward. The people at the back will smell it. You are a wicked girl. This was killing Nigeria.
Oh my God. I remember one day in church, I think it was like 3 Sundays ago, and then schools had it wasn't me. It wasn't me, I swear.
How could you really say it wasn't me? It was them. You understand? When they say, I know it wasn't me.
I swear. No, I'm serious. And then I think that's when it was question and answer. And then we're asking questions. And then the question was asked. And then this warm air just came from nowhere and swallowed my nose. Jesus is Lord. I didn't even know. Everyone was asking,
And you should not do the person that doesn't do
You know, Aspa, what would I do?
That's the person that is guilty.
So because the church was still in session, like people could not stand up and then just leave where they were.
Who would you not stand up? What they want to kill you?
Because I was standing, I was like at advantage to move forward, but so from the back, and then the smell started circulating.
Jesus.
We had to put the question and answer on hold, whatever, like 10 minutes, and then we came.
You should have located the person. That person wants to keep it.
Okay, what were we supposed to do?
I don't know.
Smell was bad. Like, the person couldn't hold it anymore. I don't know. Maybe the person was tense.
You should have looked for the person that was sweating in that meeting.
How would we have known?
No,
would our mind even go there?
I'm telling you now, for all our podcast listeners, when anybody should mess like that, just look for the person that is sweating. It is the person because you have been holding it for so long and you can't hold it again. You just that's
some people are so how would I put it, like so unapologetic that they don't even care. If you like, at least like you said, it's a natural something.
Yes,
it's
how natural. Why would you not care? Our forefathers do not used to mess.
Even the richest of all them all, like everybody
Dangote,
gets
the loud of them. DJ Coppage. According to Brother Shaggy, everybody can over something. So
you know. Oh my God, but it's just really crazy. Anyway, but personally, I know fit. I can't buy. But my friend here says he can.
You know something? Like when you want to pee as well, then you hold it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not get to one point that
you can't hold it anymore.
Beautiful. You understand? So this one for me, I know fit. One day, you will
want
to. Maybe you're on a flight to Lagos. or something. There's no presidential movement. They can't land. They're not hovering for like 1 hour. You will mess. Confirm mess. And you know, inside aircraft, nothing. The thing will circulate where?
Where? Everybody
will partake of the something. So,
oh my God.
That's why when I see it on social media, that one
you
girl,
can't beat
one,
me.
One girl in 5A. Man, they will take your picture. You better be messing with
me. It can't be me. No, definitely not. It can't be me.
Yeah, no.
Anyways, that was just like a teaser for what we actually have today, but that's not like our main topic. So I was just with a friend of mine. We heard something on TV and we decided to ask a question out to everybody. Are Nigerian men difficult to date? Or are Nigerian men difficult to be in a relationship? Let's not even go far to the aspect of marriage. Like, are they not men in general, please? Are Nigerian men difficult to date? So I put it to you, dear friend. Are you difficult to date? Are you difficult to be in a relationship with?
The thing is, as everyone usually says, that now to be serious now, because I'm actually a very serious person.
Indeed.
You understand? I wear glasses, so I'm very serious.
Is it by that one? Like, I don't wear glasses too.
But on a serious note, I personally don't believe in the myth that Nigerian men are difficult to date. It depends on who you meet. There are many factors that influence someone's behavior, decisions, thinking patterns, you know, amongst other things. So you can't judge a whole generation by a few people's mistakes. Nigerian men are lovely men. I speak on behalf of SBA Association. We sweet boys.
Are you a member? Are you a member?
We sweet boys are very nice people. But on a serious note, as I said before, it depends on your upbringing and, you know, certain things that you met growing up. I don't think is a function of Nigerian men. It can happen to anybody. There was something I saw on social media yesterday. One woman said she was sweeping. Her husband said he was traveling to the UK or something. And then she was sweeping their room. And then she now found the guy's passport. She now said men are scum. And the guy is a Ghanaian. So it can actually happen to anybody. Coming home to Nigerian men, I think Nigerian men are most often times misunderstood. There are a few that are bad eggs, no doubt. But they are still...
Like 90% of them are bad eggs.
No, I won't say 90%. I would say, if you ask me objectively, I would say maybe 50% of them are bad eggs. The remaining 50%, 25% have been affected negatively by their circumstances. When I say circumstances, I mean women.
Okay.
Maybe you get into a relationship with someone that is financially straining you, or you get into a relationship with a female that cheats on you, or something happens in your relationship and then you decide to retaliate on the next person that you meet. That's another 25%. That's 75%. Then the remaining 25% are the people that no matter what happens, they still be like, man, it can happen to anybody. If I'm going to be good, I'm going to be good. If I'm going to be bad, I'm going to be bad. So you cannot now judge, you know, that whole 25% on the 75% of people that are angry with women, you know, or whatever. And then again, Nigerian women are too demanding. Some Nigerian women, not all, some Nigerian women are too demanding.
Oh, you want iPhone mama, X. You guys see what people are causing.
You want iPhone X, you want this, you want this. And meanwhile, you oftentimes forget that you need to grow with someone.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, my own personal thoughts is that I don't even know how to put this whole thing. There's some things that Nigerian men adapt. Like, let me use this word, the Western culture. And then when it comes to certain things, they want the women to be traditional about the whole thing. Like, probably maybe I'm dating someone now and I head over to his house and everything. You invited me over and you want me to enter the kitchen and cook for you. Please,
no,
why?
That one is a different idea.
Like,
a...
you called me to your house.
The
wait.
The person is not feeling fine.
Wait.
So I have to be asking you to cook. This is not feeling fine.
I will enter and cook for only myself, because for you to invite me over, you must have made provisions for
why
everything.
Why would you enter inside the person's kitchen and cook? Why?
I don't understand. Yeah, but I'm hungry. Mm-mm.
The person is the person that's supposed to, if I invite you over to my house, I'm supposed to cater for you. You can't enter my kitchen.
So if you don't provide any of them, it's a wash. I should stay there.
No, that's what I'm saying. It depends on this topic now, depends on the level of friendship over there. If I come to your own house, Shadi, and I'm hungry. I went down inside the kitchen and cooked. Nothing will happen. Or I'll tell you to go and cook for me. But that's what I'm saying. It depends on the familiarity level between you and
but we're in a relationship. That's what I'm saying now. Like, I'm talking about people like in a relationship, not just like on a platonic level. Like, and the person doesn't know how to cook or doesn't want to cook. So what should I do? I'll get in the kitchen and cook for myself. And you wouldn't expect me to add your mouth in that food.
Before we add what now? Are you WHO?
Why would you want to eat the food I would cook? Like, for you to invite me over, that means you've made provision, like I said before, provisions of everything, you know that, okay, at least water and food. Then all other things comes next if there's anything that has to happen. Anyways, that's that for now. But probably maybe on our next episode, would dissect something much more interesting.
Biology teacher. We dissect.
Something much more interesting. So I really, really appreciate you so much, Dio, for spending your day with me. I can't remember the last time we actually sat in the car like this and then just had fun, just laughing and talking about silly stuff. So thank you so, so much. So guys, I'm really sorry the sound one. It's really not it today because we're in a car, and I'm sorry I couldn't just resist having Dio here on my podcast. Secondly, weren't able to talk about the topic extensively because Dio is about to leave, sadly, and I really can't follow him to where he's going to, but if I could, I would, so we would have been able to talk about the topic much more. But I promise you, whenever this topic comes up again, we'll definitely talk about it. And everyone will be happy when we actually do. And also, don't forget, you can download the app on your iOS or on your Android devices. The name of the app is Anchor. So you'll be able to send me messages on the app. Because I really don't know if other podcasting apps have the feature of sending messages. But if they do, please don't forget to send me a message. I'm also thinking of opening an Instagram account. I'm not sure yet, but if that has been concluded, I would definitely tell you guys. So you guys can send me a message, send in your contributions, or whatever it is you'd like to reach out to me, or you'd want to be on the show as well. Please, please, please feel free to send a message when the Instagram account would be set up already. And I promise you, today will not be the last time you'll be hearing from Dio and some of my amazing friends. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please and please come back, or you tag this Shade Talks as one of your favorite podcasting shows, and then you'll definitely get notifications whenever I get to post. So please come back for more, and tell your friends to tell their friends to come back. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.